March 19th. Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 20. After these things, the Lord appointed 72 others, and sent them by twos before him into each city and place where he was about to go. And he was saying to them, "The harvest is plenteous, but the workers are few. Pray therefore to the master of the harvest to send workers into his harvest. Be on your way. Behold, I am sending you as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry neither a purse, nor a bag, nor sandals. Do not greet anyone along the way. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest upon it. If not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house, eating and drinking what is provided, for the worker is worthy of his hire. Do not go from house to house. When you go into a city, and they receive you, eat the things given to you. Heal the sick, and announce to them, 'God's kingdom has drawn near to you.' But if they do not receive you, go into the streets and say, 'We are wiping off against you the dust of your city, which is stuck to our feet. But know this, that God's kingdom has drawn near. I assure you that Sodom will have a more lenient judgment on that day than that city. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! If the miracles done among you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have changed their hearts long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. Yet Tyre and Sidon will have a more lenient judgment than you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to Hades. The one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 72 returned joyfully, saying, "Lord, even the demons subject themselves to us in your name." He replied to them, "I saw Satan fall as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you the authority to walk on snakes and scorpions, and on all the enemy's power, and you will not be injured at all. However, do not rejoice that the spirits subject themselves to you. Rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven."